Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies, coming to you live from the 2019 ACEC Fall Conference in Chicago. I'm joined by Jennifer Horn. She is the Policy Outreach Director for ACEC California. And we want to talk about a very important issue for our industry, and it's something that we spend a lot of time talking about and focusing on, especially in the advocacy office in Washington, and that is QBS. That's qualifications-based selection. But what is QBS, Jennifer, and why is it so important to the engineering industry?
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me on to talk about such an important issue to the industry. As you mentioned, QBS, qualifications-based selection, is a procurement process. It's a competitive procurement process that is based on qualifications and experience for professional services, being engineering, land surveying, and a number of other professions as well.
Now, when we talk about procurement at in the public sector, how does QBS impact, you know, if you're looking at hiring on a contractor versus a consulting engineer, how does QBS kind of fit in there? Like, what's the difference between the two?
Sure. And there does tend to be some confusion sometimes with that. But when hiring a contractor and as a commodity, which is kind of what you described a little bit earlier. Contractors compete for a specific product. Innovation is rewarded when the means and methods result in a lower cost. Whereas when you're hiring for professional services, you're really procuring a unique service that is based on experience and innovation, a reputation. And those are the keys in evaluating designers that are likely to reduce life cycle costs, claims, bids. So there is a difference when hiring for contractors as coming into a commodity rather than professional services, being experience and background.
Yeah, it's a pretty important difference, because if you're hiring a contractor to execute something which has already been designed, then you're expecting them to deliver on a specific product.
Correct.
Consulting engineering is completely different in that you're trying to design and get the background and expertise to approach a problem, to approach a challenge, and to develop a solution to that challenge, to leverage technology and to apply innovative techniques, which really only come from specific education, mm-hmm. talent, and experience mm-hmm. in that sector.
It is really a unique service that you're getting from the professionals in that field.
And that kind of goes with what Mitch Simpler said a lot during the opening session and in talking about the strategic plan. It's the idea of moving, considering consulting engineers as trusted advisors on the long term, people who can come in and address challenges, evolving challenges, who can look forward and see what needs to happen at not just on a project basis, but in the whole of looking at, you know, especially if you're looking at a large-scale civil project.
Yes, and kind of to touch on what you're describing here, when you're hiring professional services, it is at the early stages of a project, and it can really affect the overall concept of the project and moving forward. So it's early on, but it can have a big impact as you move forward.
Absolutely. So what's the main focus in the QBS process? I know that you can speak to California. Every state has its own implementation process, but are there general themes that seem to cut across the states?
I think one of the main focuses of QBS across the board is that cost is not utilized as a comparison tool between the submittals. And you're really, an agency is focusing on experience, background, qualifications. And so that is the primary focus. But as you did note, there are many states that have their own statutes and laws. So I would encourage anyone listening to do some research and find out what their procurement process laws are within their own state.
Absolutely. And also, if anyone has any questions, to reach out to, if you're a member firm, to reach out to your executive director in your state. And if you have any questions on the national level, of course, to reach out to ACEC headquarters in D.C. Like I said, our advocacy team is really laser focused in on supporting and preserving QBS and defending it whenever it's threatened, because it's essential to the success of the industry that QBS is used and defended. because there is an erosion. There is an attempt by some states to say that we have to reduce costs, and the first thing they do is say, well, then let's look at QBS because we should just do cost only.
When we're talking about the importance of QBS, really at the forefront is public safety. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that everybody, I think, should try to keep in mind is that public safety really is the key in hiring qualified professionals.
Yeah.
There are also many other benefits that come with QBS. There's cost effectiveness, mm-hmm. Sustainability, innovation, which we had discussed earlier. And QBS promotes all of those things as well on top of the public safety aspect of it. And it's why it's so important.
Absolutely. I mean, especially when you're looking at the public sector and you're talking about, you know, everybody argues over, you know, the wise expenditure of taxpayer dollars. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you know, the studies that we've seen is that, you know, if you use QBS and you hire consulting engineers, your costs over the long term are lower because you have that specialization coming in at the front end to either create efficiencies or to help design a project that is a longer lifespan, can, you know, evolve over time to meet new needs.
Yes, you're exactly right. And it can also affect, because it is so early on, it can affect many other aspects of the project. So you're looking at the construction aspect and having maybe not hired the most qualified professional, it can result in delays and cost increases. And so, which isn't something that you necessarily think about off the bat when you think of qualifications-based selection. But you're right, there are many studies that have shown that it is the cost-effective route to go and does help prevent construction delays.
As I said earlier, QBS is something that, and at ACEC National, we're doing everything we can to promote and to really protect for the industry. From the California lens, what are you doing to promote QBS in the state?
ACEC California is really focusing on education and really getting the word out there about some of the things we've described on the benefits, the importance of QBS with public safety, but also the benefits across the board for agencies, for the public, and for the firms. And so ACEC California, we're really focused on getting that word out. We've got some educational primers that we've done on those specific topics. We also have been doing some educational workshops around the state. We're going to keep doing those. We're really excited for the year to come. Mm-hmm. We've got some planned. And so just getting the word out there, helping to educate, helping to answer questions.
Yeah.
And as you had noted, ACEC on a national level has resources available as well. I know other states are looking to start developing some mm-hmm. tools. We at ACEC California, we're continuing to develop new tools, and it's such a great organization that everyone is communicating with each other and really trying to help each other out if there's anything that can assist another state and vice versa. And so we just keep moving forward and keep trying to get the word out there on the importance of it and all the benefits that come with it.
Yeah, I think that that's a really important point because being a 52 state and regional federation, you know, you're never alone. That if you're facing something where you don't know exactly what to do or what resources you could apply in your own state or locality to defend or promote QBS, all you have to do is reach out to us, to ACEC, and be connected to you in California. And you can share your experiences and potentially things that could benefit others outside of the state of California.
Yes, yeah, just really working as a team on such an important topic in such a beneficial way, in such a positive way is key.
Well, Jennifer, that was a lot of really good information, both at the California level and the national level, and really appreciate taking the time in a busy conference to stop by the podcast booth and to talk about an extremely important issue, QBS, and really hope you have a great conference and also success in promoting and spreading the word in your state.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time to sit down with you and help to continue to get this word out there on qualifications-based selection. And I'm really looking forward and excited for the future and what's to come. I think ACEC on the national level and the states and all of their development is really exciting stuff. And looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And then now, as Mitch always said, you know, when I ran into him after the plan passed, now the fun begins.
Yes.
So now we get to work.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, too. Have a good day.